A ruling from a New York appellate court has effectively cleared the way for farm workers to organize and bargain collectively. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
The court struck down part of a law from 1937 that excluded farm workers from the protections other employees receive when organizing and collectively bargaining. In their decision, the judges said that this exception was not implied when the right to bargain and organize were added to the New York State Constitution in 1938. The plaintiff, Crispin Hernandez, was fired from his job at a farm in Lowville after trying to organize his fellow workers. Hernandez, speaking through a translator, says he feels validated for those actions, but this is bigger than him.
La verdad está, por ejemplo, estamos mandando
to all the workers that this is a tool for you, that you can use this to have a voice, to improve your working conditions, to fight against wage theft, about bad housing, discrimination in the workplace.
Brian Butler, an attorney for the defendant in the case, the New York Farm Bureau, says they plan to appeal this decision because it disregards decades of precedent and could significantly affect farmers.
Adding another layer of regulation and adding the potential for strikes and restrictions on hours worked during harvest season, that could have a devastating impact.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.